to Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. The story of Jesus and the graveyard demoniacs, part 8. The Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign, day 629, since January the 20th, 2017, day 996, since January the 1st, 2016. 4 more days, and we will reach 1,000 days of preaching the gospel since January the 1st, 2016. By the grace of God, but we will continue to march on, for as I have promised, throughout this first term of this president, God laid upon my heart to continue to preach the gospel for 1,000 days until the end of this first term. And has nothing to do with politics, other than I knew that these days would be rough. They were rough under Obama, and they're rough under Trump. And my purpose is to remind Christians to keep the main thing the main thing, and that is proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how rough it is, no matter what party you're in, no matter whether you're white or black. We need to keep the main thing the main thing. We need to keep on praying without ceasing, reading the Word of God, obeying the Word of God, sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God is using me as a symbol, to remind the nation and to remind Christians everywhere that we are to keep the main thing the main thing. Don't let the devil use you to try to hinder God's work. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28-34. And when he was come to the other side, I can't hear you. And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him 2 possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. They were so violent. These were the carjackers of their day, the robbers lying in wait, those who were violent, fierce, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way off from them an herd of many swine feeding. I cannot hear you. Okay, just focus on that. What is it doing? Huh? Okay, just focus on that. Make sure you get that going. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of God, art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way off from them an herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." And he said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city, and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. We thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your holy word. And Holy Father God, we thank you for salvation full and free. For Lord, without you, we would not be here tonight. Lord, without your love, your mercy and grace, without your holy Son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for our sins, being buried and rising again, Lord, all of the good that has been done would have never happened. No hospitals, no universities, no Christian schools, no schools. And so, Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for what you have done. And truly, you deserve all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. And we pray, Lord, tonight that you would demonstrate the power of your Holy Spirit and save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. We know that we have enemies against us. The devil has inspired enemies against us, Judases, Sanballats, Tobiases. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his host tonight. Cast out the satanic, demonic spirit of Judas, stubbornness and foolishness and rebelliousness and pride and ignorance. And Lord, give us sweet victory as you have down through the years. 40 years of preaching the gospel around the world. Lord, you've given us victory time and time and time again. I don't know how you do it, but you do it. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, can she go ahead on and pull it up? Okay, we're live on YouTube as well. Brighten that up, let me see it. Okay, you should be able to check that. And we thank God for hearing and answering prayers in spite of the devil and the demons of hell and the enemies of the cross. Ladies and gentlemen, in this passage, we return to the strange response of the community to Jesus delivering them from the terrorization of the two demoniacs. We need your help over here. Just outside the city gates, down at the county graveyard. The demons were sent into a nearby herd of swine, and that drove them to rush to their deaths, their suicides, by throwing themselves into the sea. And by the way, I'm convinced by my preaching nearly 10 messages on this passage, I am convinced that more pastors need to preach against the demons. Because, see, one of the things that the devil and the demons cannot stand, and I believe it's a part of the process of casting them out in the name of Jesus, is exposure. Devils, demons, people who act like demons do not like exposure. They don't like to be shown up. That's why we say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Wherever there's light, the devil can't stand it. The devil loves the darkness. Be careful. Be careful around people. You go out on dates where they always want to go to dark places. They can't stand light, bright light. Be careful. They always want to go to dark clubs and dark bars and dark restaurants and dark theaters. When you go home with them to eat dinner or whatever, they always want the lights down low. You be asking, do you have any real lights? Some light bulbs up in here. They might be secret devils filled with demons. Be careful around people always like the darkness, always hiding stuff and covering up stuff. And may God help you if you're thinking about marrying somebody and every time you say something, every time you touch something, they trying to grab it real fast and hide it. And they can't stand for you to gaze at their phone for 1 minute. If you're a child of God, you ought not to be secretive like that. Dark. But be that as it may, the swine herders had spread the news of what Jesus was doing in the city, and the whole city came out to meet Jesus, but not for good reasons. And when they saw Jesus, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. Why did they reject the man who so obviously had power to set things right in their region? Why? Dr. John MacArthur said, it is here that we find the first opposition to Jesus recorded in the Gospels. The people, that's a very interesting situation. This is the first, according to Dr. John MacArthur, the first time the first opposition to Jesus recorded in the Gospels. Just focus on that now. The people did not ridicule him. They did not persecute Jesus. They probably did something that was more offensive. They simply asked him to leave them alone. Do you know that there are millions of people who want to be left alone by God? Left alone by Jesus? Just tell me what the problem is. Say it again. I can't hear you. What? The video needs to be on the church site. Do that now. Perhaps they resented his righteousness, his holiness, his being so radical. If you got this right here, that's very simple to do. Exposing the sin in the people, in their community. But as I told you, some people like it like that. Some people like it. They like their sin. They like their sinful cousins. They like their sinful friends. They like it. They have grown used to it. They know it's messed up, but we got it under control. We just don't go by there at night. We make sure our little girls and our teenage daughters don't go by there. That is the graveyard. We have, it's been reported that there have been 10 to 12 carjackings around that corner, so we don't go there anymore. We just shut that area down. And so, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps they resented the righteousness of Jesus exposing their sin, his power exposing their weakness, or his compassion exposing their hardness of heart. Perhaps they could not tolerate Jesus because of his perfection, his holiness, his righteousness, his ability to resolve issues and solve problems. Now, you know, there are people, even in the world today, who can't stand for you to solve a problem. They don't want to hear the solution. They just want you to listen to them, complain. They want to dialogue with you about their problem and complain. There are some people who get satisfaction, who get some kind of weird, strange comfort out of complaining and whining and playing the pity party game. And quite frankly, it is quite disgusting. If you want to know the truth. And evidently we have people like that here. They don't want a solution. They like to get up in the morning and complain about the demoniacs at the graveyard. Who's going to, mayor, when are you going to do something about those demoniacs over there? We can't even go around the corner. One of them chased my daughter all the way back to the house, almost. If I was living in Texas, I would have shot him. But I know he's your son. What are you going to do? Protesting. Demon lives matter. protesting. Demoniacs at the graveyard matter. Holding up signs. Mayor, what are you going to do? Meal do a barbecue. Mayor. People love to complain. People love to whine. People love to talk about things, but they get mad when somebody comes with a solution to solve the doggone problem. Jesus is a problem solver. Jesus can't tolerate the demons at the graveyard. But unlike the scribes and the Pharisees, these people showed no interest at all in who Jesus was or in his teaching or work. They seemed totally indifferent to his person and ministry. They did not care if he was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. They did not seem to care whether his powers were good or whether he was from God. They did not care anything about him except that he would go away. They didn't even want to get to know him. They didn't want to hear his story. You know how some of us have learned, especially Southern Baptists, what's your story? And we you know, it's so sad that I don't know where they got that from. But it sounds so cold now. Some people say it so many times. The first thing in their mind, this is somebody who has a story. What's your story? Everybody has a story. What's your story? And these folks didn't even care to ask Jesus, what is your story? The demons asked more questions than the people at the city, in the city. The demons said, why are you here, Lord Jesus? Are you here to torment us before the time? The demon knew who he was. But they were not there anymore to testify because they drowned the pigs down in the sea. I don't know what they were doing down there. I don't know if demons can survive the sea or not. I don't know. But the devils had more questions than these human beings, these people of this city. And there are people who are strange and certain cities. We know this. And maybe we had a bunch here. To have a guest come to your town and solve a problem like that, and you don't have anything, you don't have a word, you don't have a hi, hello, would you like a cup of tea, would you like some banana pudding, nothing. Just, you got to go. You got to get it. Get your grip, get back. What is that, your boat? Get on it with your friends and head on back. Because we knew about the demons in the graveyard, but we were all right with that. We got used to it. What's your name? Jesus? Okay. Okay, now, bye. Their rejection of Jesus was in the form of great, watch this. This is what is so bad about this. This is what takes the cake. Their rejection of Jesus was in the form of great indifference. My God, help us. The same indifference to God shown by most people throughout history. This is what, listen to me very carefully, I believe this is what angers God. This is the sin that angers God the most. This indifference. The indifference that wants to let God alone and to be left alone by God. Do you know there are people, they don't listen to them. You try to witness to them, they don't want to hear it. You try, listen to me. You try to give them a gospel tract, here's what happens. The hand goes up. Just like that. That means stop. Don't say nothing to me about God. I don't want your paper about God. The Lord was an intrusion with whom they did not want to be bothered. And sad to say, ladies and gentlemen, most people today treat God this way. They don't want God interfering with their plans. They want to live the way they want to live. Their jam boogie lifestyle. Living for the weekend. Going to a dark club with no lights. To see somebody you can't see. To shake your booty. To stay there till 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, drunk out of your mind. Raping and being raped. Lying and being lied to. Catching diseases. They love that lifestyle while they're indifferent to the God of light. While they're indifferent to Jesus, the light of the world. They say, I'm doing it my way. And they sang the song of Frank Sinatra. I'm doing it my way. I did it my way. If you ask them if they hate God, they would say no. Pardon me. No, man, don't put that on me. I don't hate God. I just don't want God messing up what I have going on. I want to do it my way. Man, I got this chick. And man, I got her right where I want her. And I'm committing adultery with her. And I like it like that. I got this man. He's married, but man, we have our rendezvous, and I like it like that. I don't want God messing that up. And I know he's going to mess it up as soon as I submit to him and trust him. However, no matter how hard we try to shut God out, his love moves in. In the words of Peter Lawson, God intrudes at one point or another and forces us to reckon with himself. I have so much more to preach tonight. Let's stand for a word of prayer. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us and for intruding in on us. That's real love. That is true love. The intrusion love. The intruding love. Lord, we can't shake you. We cannot lose you. You keep coming back, loving us, wooing us to yourself, because you love us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, Holy Father God, keep on loving us, keep on intruding. Have your Holy Spirit not to give us rest, all of us, until we come to know you as Savior for those who are lost and for those who are saved, until we come back to you from our backslidden state. Glorify your holy name, lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for your love. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, if you're with us, you say, Preacher, I thought you were preaching the gospel. Yes, I am preaching the gospel. I thought you were preaching the gospel every day. Yes, I am preaching the gospel every day. I'm preaching about Jesus. I'm introducing you to Jesus, and then I'm going to explain to you how you can get to know this Jesus who arrived on shore and cast out two demoniacs with one word, go. Now that's power. That's authority. For real. Do you know him is the question. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, why not? And so if you're with us tonight and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior in the free pardon of your sins, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in him for salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically. You could die tonight. I could die tonight. There's nothing stopping you from dying. People are talking about the second coming, and I'm excited about that too. But the second coming can come in two ways. He can come to you, or you can go to him. You need to be ready for either one. Amen, somebody. We die physically because of sin in our lives from the time we were born. It's in our nature. We are sinful people. We have a sinful nature. And if we die without knowing Christ as Savior, we go to a place called hell. That's spiritual death. A place of torment, a place of darkness, a place of pain. Thirdly, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are actually on the road to hell right now if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. By the way, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. And Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible and most preachers living today. That's why I mention it every night, because most preachers don't say anything about hell. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. I have good news for you. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, no matter what you have done, no matter what evil you're doing right now, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. That he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will, I guarantee it. More importantly, the word of God guarantees it. In Romans 10:9-13 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. That's a great deal, dear friend. Trust Christ as your Savior today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer right now. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. And you can be saved right now tonight. Repeat after me. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. Even if I, according to your Bible, your holy word, even if I broke one of them, I broke them all. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my wicked ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Pardon me. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information, to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com. Many, many thousands, millions have gone to that site to read this pamphlet and to read the gospel and to hear the gospel down through the years. And read this pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer. Let's all stand for our closing prayer. Jesus will save you. Just now, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you have done in spite of the devil, in spite of demons, in spite of Sanballats and Judases trying to hinder your gospel from going forward. Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for what you did here tonight. I'm just as amazed tonight as I was 40 years ago. I'm just ecstatic and excited about what you have done here tonight. Glorify your holy name. Bless your people, those who are saved. Save those who are lost. We still pray for over 3 million to come to know your Savior, 3 million Christians to be revived, and your holy name glorified. Jesus Christ exalted, and Satan always horrified at the name of Jesus Christ and at the blood of Jesus Christ, for it is in his name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time. Just now, just now.